I'm hoping that a strategic plan can be put in place between for the small islands, Tory and Arranmore, and the harbours, Burtonport, Bombeg and Mararoti. We sit continuously talking about issues that need to be addressed. However, we don't have a strategic plan on how we actually manage to get things done. So today I've asked that the corporate section of Donegal County Council, Uthers na Gaeltachta and Run na Gaeltachta, come back to the next meeting with a proposal of a plan on how they're going to manage to secure the future of the islands and also give targets to the different departments who are responsible.
Because things are being done, but it's kind of in dribs and drabs, and I presume it's hard to keep track of what's being done. You need specific targets and a specific plan. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly it. If we don't have targets, we don't know where we're going. And the island communities have been under pressure and have been struggling to have their voices heard over the years. So I think that it's not even about time, it's well past time that the state came up to the mark and treated the island communities and the harbours in Burtonport, Bombeg and Mararoti with, you know, putting proper strategic funding in place to ensure that the future of the islands, and we're not just talking about things and putting things into plans about how great it is to have islands off the coast of Donegal, that we're actually, you know, enhancing life and enhancing the harbours.
So in reality, you know, the council can only do much. You believe then it's the state really that should be putting their hand in the pockets?
Yes, this is multi-agency, and we've asked that multi-agency priority is put there today. I was delighted that the proposal was backed by Cork Common Nillumbugga. And that's where it is. It also has to have the voice of the people who are affected. We have asked that a strategic plan is done for Burtonport as well, and hopefully when people sit down together, they will be able to come up with something.
And who is responsible for pulling all this together? Because there have been similar calls in the past that haven't been acted on, so who fundamentally would be responsible if this doesn't happen?
Well, the people who are sitting around the table here today, that's the corporate section of Donegal County Council and Run na Gaeltachta. Now, Uthers na Gaeltachta aren't at this meeting, but they have an important role to play in job creation and tourism aspects of the island. So I think that by the next meeting, this meeting should have happened, and we should actually have a plan to be put in place over the next couple of months.